Heath, we'll start with you. How was that? You're now an official Fremantle Docker.
Oh, it was very surprising. It was ever since when I was doing my Auskick, after that, when we got into the more advanced play, I had always wanted to join Freo. But then, ever since last year, finding out that I was going to lose my eyesight, I thought, how the hell am I going to be able to join Freo with, what's going to be in my resume and all that? Then I was told later, a few months ago, that my name was talking to someone and all that. And I was told I was going to be a doctor for a day with my brother. And then I was looking up, saw my mum, dad, brother, and my nan and pop, thinking, well, they're at the assembly. Why is none of the other parents here? But it was as soon as I saw Lockie, I went...
So you didn't know about this presentation?
No. It was only until Mr. Big Given Briggs had said it's been a dream, for someone here that it's been a dream. I was thinking, you conned me.
Did you write to the Dockers, is that right, about that you would love to play for them?
Pardon?
Did you write to the Dockers a letter to them? A letter?
I don't think I have, no.
No? Oh, okay. So how do you think this came along? How do you think that you became the special one here at the assembly?
Like I said before, my mum told me that my nan was talking to someone. She knows a lot of people, huh? And she knew people that knew people from Starlight.
And do you play footy yourself at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who do you play for?
I play for Whitford Cheetahs.
And what jumpers do they wear?
More of a North Melbourne kangaroo sort of colour.
Oh, how's that go down with you?
No, it's fine.
What position do you play, Heath?
I used to be a really good defender. Sort of, not really a midfielder, but more in defence, yeah.
And you got a little emotional up there. It's a pretty amazing experience meeting a footballer like Lockie, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, every time before, like years before, we would always have West Coast Eagles come in.
Heath, have you had a chance to run on up the stadium before?
No, I have not.
You've seen some pictures from inside the stadium. Are you excited to be on there?
I've been there. I went there for the game. No, the lights were wicked.
And you're nearly taller than him.
It's not hard, Locke. It's not hard.
Is he your favourite player?
That's five,
is it?
That's not surprising.
Lockie, these are one of the powerful messages that footballers can send, aren't they, to the community and your influence on a community?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a part of Starlight for a few years now, and every time it's pretty special. And this year's no different. To be here today was amazing and pretty emotional myself. So, yeah, it was special.
I
was just going to ask about the game. So
yeah, I was going to say that. Did you get involved in this opportunity with Heath?
How did I get involved?
Just how did it all come about, I guess?
It's something that I wanted to do, but being a Starlight ambassador, club came to me and asked if I wanted to be involved, and obviously wouldn't knock back the opportunity. So been an ambassador since my second year, I think. So what's that, 5-6 years now? And yeah, as I said, every time it's really special to be involved with the kids and give back. It's such an important part of what we do. So it's really good.
How does it go down with you that Matt Fife's his favourite player?
Well, it's to be expected, isn't it? So I'm used to that. Every time
I'll tell him off at the game for you.
Tell him to just pass me the ball and we'll be all right.
Can you tell us about the game and just the importance, one, being a Starlight game, but also just another game at Optus Stadium, a chance to be at home for an away game?
Yeah, it's really a unique opportunity and one that hopefully we can take full advantage of. Loved playing there last week with all our fans in there packing it out. Amazing experience, and being a Starlight game, it's probably my favourite game of the year, so hopefully there's a sea of purple and all our members and fans get there and pack it out again, because the experience last week was fantastic, and as I said, love this week, the Purple Haze game, so hopefully it's a packed house.
Do you feel like the ground suits your style of play? It seemed like that last week.
Yeah, I think we probably just adjusted our method a little bit last week compared to the Port Adelaide game, and we were able to score a bit more freely and move the ball a lot better than what we did, and defensively we were much better. So I think we can take that across any ground in Australia, but it's all about the mindset and the way we play.
I feel like there's more execution than attitude than the turnaround, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I thought our effort was quite strong against Port. Just our method, as you said, was off, which allowed us to identify a couple of key things that we needed to work on throughout the week. And we'd been doing it all pre-season, so to not bring it round one was disappointing. And then, to our credit, we were able to turn around pretty quick.
A team with a new coach is always hard to sum up. They've had a good start, though. Have you had a chance to have a look at them and their style of play, and work out how you're going to beat them?
Not really their style of play yet. We'll get into that tomorrow and watch some vision and stuff over the next few days. But I have watched a little bit of their game, and I think they're tough to play against at the moment. They're scoring quite well. Obviously, Tom Lynch had a massive day last week, so he's a key player for them. But in the midfield, they're spreading the load really well. I think Jared Lyons had a fantastic game last week inside. He had 35 and 14 clearances and 20-odd contested touches. So I think they've got a lot of players that run through there. They're obviously still quite young and vibrant, and they love to get their run and gun going as well. So a bit like Essendon, I reckon we'll have to try and stop that as best we can. But yeah, as you said, it'll be a tough matchup, undefeated, so we look forward to it.
Alex Pearce took care of Joe Danaher last week. Would you expect him to get first crack at Tommy Lynch?
I'm not too sure. I think all three of our key backs from last week have got the attributes to go with Tom. He's obviously a strong man, but he's pretty good ground level, agile and whatnot for a big player. So I think our tools match up quite well. Joel Hamling's strong in his own right, really agile, and so is Alex Pearce and Jono. So we've got a few options there.
David Mundy went forward and really gave you something to kick at last week. Probably spent more time forward than in the midfield.
Mm.
Is that something you expect to continue on with the way you play?
I think we spoke about it throughout the pre-season. As a team, we want to be more flexible and have parts of the game where David and Nathan and even myself drift forward and play parts through there. And we've got quite a few young midfielders coming through. So for them to experience what it's like in the midfield allows all of us guys to go forward at times. So, yeah, I'd expect David will spend a bit of time up forward again this week.
You share a house with Andrew Brayshaw. What's your message to the young players in the team after a big occasion last week? How do you get back up again? Because sometimes they can drop off after a big night.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's a marathon, isn't it, the season? So, there we go, school's out.
School bell, recess. It's okay.
Yeah, I think for the young guys, it's just about trying to back it up each week, and we can't just deliver one week and then not the next. So it's important for our senior players and our leaders to really drive that and perform game day as well. It's a big part of it. If we don't perform, it's going to test out our young guys probably too much, put too much weight on them. So it starts with us at the top, and we've got to get the ball rolling.
A fair bit of talk about scoring. Lockie, you kicked over 100 first time in a while. How much influence does Nathan Wilson have, or your defence, how much influence has that had, as well as your mids and attackers?
Yeah, well, I think defence leads to attack, doesn't it? And the way we defended last week was really strong. And as you said, Nathan Wilson's brought a lot to the side. He's run off half-back. I think he had over 700 metres gained or something last weekend. And penetrating kick, lethal kick. So to have him rebounding, Luke Ryan's a really good kick of the footy. Connor Blakely found it plenty across half-back. So got a number of guys that are really attacking options off half-back.
How do you cover Brad Hill's loss? Because he's obviously an enormous runner for you.
He is, but we've got other guys that are really long runners as well. Ed Langdon, Darcy Tucker had a pretty good week down at Peel, so he might come back in, I'm not too sure, but we feel like we can cover it. We've got Stephen Hill back in the side now as well, so it'll be disappointing not to have him out there, but I'm sure we will be able to cover it.
Hey, if you get the last word, how much were the Dockers win by?
Oh, I was very impressed with the first goal in the first 20 seconds.
What will be the result? How much will they beat the Gold Coast by?
I just hope they beat them.
Just beat them?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much.
No, it doesn't. Just as long as they beat them.
Lockie, just one more for you. Coming out of the Monday game, the James Sicily knee on Joel Selwood has sparked some conversation in Melbourne about kneeing in the AFL. What's your opinion on it, and does the AFL need to do more to stamp it out?
I haven't really. I've seen the incident. It doesn't look great, but I understand heat of the moment stuff does happen. But it's probably not for me to comment too much. I've never been in that situation, so I can't really comment too much. Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.